Would you like to know the true cost of narrating your own audiobooks? Is this something that's crossed your mind? Have you thought to yourself, I want to do my own audiobooks. I don't feel like hiring somebody else out. I want to scratch that creative itch, but I'm not sure what's this going to cost me, what I need to do, how I need to start. Well, I'm going to talk about that in today's podcast, so make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is episode number 50 of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and this absolutely tickles me that you've taken a little bit of time out your day to spend some time with me so we can talk a little bit about how to publish books that sell. And you know, normally I have a sponsor spot, but today I thought, you know, we're just going to go ahead and pump the brakes. We're going to go a little bit easier. And I'm just going to tell you that today's podcast is brought to you in part by Publisher Rocket. Get your hands on my go-to resource in keyword and category research. This research tool even saves me time when putting together Amazon ads with its AMS keyword search feature. Find out why I rave so much about Publisher Rocket when you visit my affiliate link at dalelinks.com/rocket. Remember, anytime you purchase a license for Rocket, a part of the sales benefits the channel while never affecting your cost. Again, visit dalelinks.com/rocket to check out Publisher Rocket for yourself today. So the true cost of narrating your own audiobook. I actually had to reach out to a few people within the narrating business or who have handled narrating before. And from folks like my good boy Anthony Fleischman to Kevin McGuire to Rob Archangel, they've been so super helpful, and a big kudos to them. The issue was I had to kind of go through and edit some of this stuff because obviously a podcast doesn't, I like to always keep it right around 20 minutes if we can help, no longer than 30 minutes. So we're going to try to make sure that we do that. You get your information, you can get started. So the problem when it comes to narrating your own audiobook, it seems easy in practice. You took the time to sit down and write your book, get it formatted for ebook. You got it formatted for print book. Now it's time to do the audiobook. And you may be saying to yourself, Dale, either A, I can't afford a narrator, or B, I want to be the person narrating my own audiobook. And kudos to you that you want to do that, because I thought the same thing myself. It was probably about 5 years ago. And I went down that rabbit hole, and I just discovered, oh, it's so stinking overwhelming. And I'm hoping that in today's podcast, it can kind of demystify some of this process for you and get it to where you at least have enough information to make a choice between narrating your own audiobook or possibly hiring out. Now, the real value in narrating your own audiobook is obviously you get to keep 100% of all the profits. And here's the other thing is, your readers will probably appreciate the fact that you are the one reading your audiobook. So for instance, whenever I've bought a Stephen King audiobook, I like hearing Stephen King narrating it. It, for some reason, it feels more real to me. I feel more connected to him as an author. So your readers are probably going to feel much the same way. Not to say that hiring a narrator is a bad thing. To me, I just anymore hire because I just don't have the time to do it. But if you have the time, here we go. Let's discuss the real cost of narrating your own audiobook. And I'm not just going to be talking about financial numbers. I'm going to be talking about the time that it's going to take for you to put in, you know, your reps, get it to where you're stronger as a narrator. So let's start out with the learning curve. And this is one that, you know, all three people said, you know, it's going to take some time for you to sit down and really learn the craft of narrating audiobooks. You're going to have to go through a ton of resources. You're going to probably want to maybe get into a peer review group of some sort or reach out to other narrators and get a recommendation into groups like that. So that way you can not just try to do this on your own and just try to guess your way through it. Because the fact of the matter is, even trained narrators, for every 1 hour of finished product, it typically takes right about 3 to 6 hours of production time. Because you gotta think about it, they get the manuscript, they gotta review it, they gotta set up their equipment, they gotta make sure all the levels are just right, they've gotta go ahead and record it, there's gonna be mess ups inevitably, they gotta edit it, They got to master it, and then they got to go ahead and upload it to wherever it needs to be done. So think about that, all that stuff that's involved, and that's for experienced narrators. Now, if you're not scared away just yet, now it's time to get to the fun part, which is trial and error. Oh, you're like, oh my gosh. You're going to want to, first of all, start practice recording. You're going to need to make sure that you are trying it out first. So don't wait until the last minute for your book launch and think to yourself, oh, I'm going to go ahead and narrate my own audiobook, because you got another thing coming. It's going to take a lot of practice. In fact, one of the narrators I spoke with said it took him easily a year to get where he is now, to where he feels like he's comfortable with himself. Now, bearing in mind, he has a whisper room. He's got all the best tech you can imagine, a good microphone, a great audio interface, a good computer setup and such like that. And he said it took him a year before he felt comfortable. And he said that will take everybody else at least that much. Some people maybe longer. So just remember, it's going to take some practicing. So don't wait till the last minute to launch your book and think to yourself, I'm going to do my audiobook in the next week. Ain't going to happen. All right, so now let's talk about the equipment. Now let's talk about the financial aspect of things. So we, of course, need to start out with, of course, the most important thing. It's the microphone. Now, I've had some recommendations that kind of vary from one to the other, and I'll tell you my preferred way of things and what I found out through my research. The very first one I was recommended was a Blue Yeti microphone, and that runs right about $150 to $200. It really varies. However, on the other side of things, I also had somebody else recommend to avoid using USB microphones. I've heard some books being recorded with a Blue Yeti microphone, and I've heard some being recorded with, say, a more expensive microphone or an XLR of some sort. And honestly, I don't hear the difference. I'm not an expert. I'm sure audiobook narrators would know the difference, but I don't hear anything noticeable. So if you think to yourself, you know, let me start out with the bargain basement, lowest thing, Blue Yeti might be the way to go. $150 to $200. Again, it is a USB microphone. I would recommend that you eventually upgrade to something like, for instance, the one that's recommended by Audiobook Creation Exchange. It's the Rode NT1A, and it's 1-A. Now, Rode's a very, very good company. In fact, actually, I'm recording this podcast right now in a Rode NT1A. I've done a number of my videos on YouTube using a lavalier microphone by Rode. It's called Rode SmartLav Plus. Don't record a podcast or a audiobook with that, by the way. I love Rode's products. They're very good. They come with a 10-year warranty. And in fact, actually, now that I think about it, I think the NT1A comes with a lifetime warranty. This one that I recorded on actually broke at one point. I had to ship it back. It was like $15, but they fixed it all. No cost, send it right back to me, and it was working like a charm. So I really, really love Rode NT1A. It runs right about $230 to $250. Now, you're probably starting to get a little bit of sticker shock. It will pay itself in due time. You need to remember, though, with a Rode NT1A and most other XLR-style microphones, is they will run at a premium and they need what's called phantom power. So this can't just be simply plugged in to my computer and it just starts to record. See, the USB microphones can, but when it comes to something like the NT1A, you're going to need phantom power. And you're probably like, phantom power, what's that mean? It means it needs about 48 volts to actually function. So if I were to just try to just plug this directly into my computer, it won't work. It won't. It just doesn't have any power going to it. So, of course, it's not going to recognize anything that's going on. I'm going to discuss how to get that phantom power in just a moment because I want to give one other microphone recommendation. And this one is commonly referred to as the Joe Rogan microphone, which is the Shure SM7B. This is at the top of the range. This runs right about $400. I know. Hopefully you didn't soil yourself, or if you're listening to this while you're driving in traffic, you didn't wreck your car. It's about $400. It is known for its really, really good quality. If you don't know who Joe Rogan is or haven't checked out his podcast before, I'd recommend you go over to YouTube, search it up, and you can see the exact microphone I'm talking about. It does also require phantom power. All right. So I said phantom power two times in a row. What's the deal with this phantom power? How do we get it? So we need what's called an audio interface. So before your mic goes in to your computer, you need to have an audio interface, something that's going to help, first of all, give some power and also get it to where you can tweak the settings. So there's a few recommendations I'm going to give you. And the very first one is one I'm currently using right now is called the Zoom H6. Now, I don't know that you're going to need necessarily the six inputs if you're just doing an audiobook. You can probably go with any other Zoom H products, like there might be an H4 or H2 or something like that. I got something a little bit more because sometimes if I'm on the go and I'm recording and interviewing people, I want to have those inputs. Either way, though, Zoom H6 is wonderful. This came highly recommended also by one of the narrators I spoke with. It runs right about $330, okay? You're probably going, oh my gosh, that's a lot. But the nice thing is Zoom knows it comes, you know, at a high ticket price. So they actually give two different types of software with it. I haven't messed with it, and I'll talk about software here and after I'm done talking about audio interfaces. But either way, you get the software that can run typically hundreds of dollars. There's other features in it too that are just absolutely amazing. So at any rate, there is that with Zoom H6. Now, I had one prior to this. It was called Focusrite Scarlett 2i2. You can get probably a 2i maybe. Either way, the Scarlett 2i2 is a two-input audio interface. I liked it, but unfortunately, it's super basic. It'll give you your phantom power. You can adjust some of the settings. It does come with different types of software that you can utilize. But for the most part, So if Zoom H6 $330 seems like a bit much for you, you can always walk it back to the Focusrite Scarlett. And that's about $160. For smaller models, you're getting back to, I think it was like less than $100. So if you just wanted to get a single input, which is all you'd need for an audiobook, then it'll be much cheaper. Here's one other recommendation I'm going to give you. And this is one that I learned from somebody else, is if you use something like a Shure SM7B or a Rode NT1A, is to get something that's called a Cloud Lifter. Now, the Cloud Lifter is actually a brand, and what it does is it helps boost your signal and gives it more of a clean, more dynamic flexibility of your microphone before it gets into that audio interface. Is it mandatory? No. But is it a nice to have? Yes. So just think of it as optional, and that runs right about $150. I don't have a Cloud Lifter, but I do plan on investing in one as soon as I switch over to the SM7B. Yes, I'm getting the SM7B. Now, comes up to editing software. I'm going to make this dead simple. Even Audiobook Creation Exchange recommends this, and all of the narrators even recommend that this is one of the best places to start. It's 100% free. Audacity. Yeah, Audacity, it's free. And honestly, I'm recording the podcast with it, very happy with it. And the nice thing is you are one Google search or YouTube search away from a tutorial on how to utilize that. In fact, I learned the basics of how to put together this podcast by watching a video by Pat Flynn. Pretty cool, right? And I was actually recommended to numerous videos from all the narrators in some capacity. And rather than putting links to it, I'd just say, just go ahead and look those up and check it out. Audacity, free. You can't beat it. Upgrade if necessary. I know some narrators that honestly have stuck with Audacity. They're happy with the Audacity, and the product they're putting out is stellar. So if there's no reason to upgrade, then you don't have to. But there might be a little bit more flexibility and some more options and features available that you wouldn't otherwise get through Audacity that you get through some premium software. But I'm just going to try to keep it simple because we want to make sure that overhead's not too high if you're getting into this business. Last but not least, and I'm actually going to give a final tip here before I start to wrap things up. I do want to let you know that Audiobook Creation Exchange is probably one of the best resources when it comes to understanding and starting up your own audiobook narration. So if you're finding yourself stuck, first of all, go over to ACX's blog, subscribe to it. The next thing is go to their YouTube channel, subscribe to that. And they give some great insights from industry experts with narration and how to put together your audiobooks. And it's 100% free. They want to make sure that you're equipped with all the right tools. So why not learn it from the best resources? So I recommend that. All right, so I've got one final tip before we wrap things up. And I do want to, first of all, say if you are new to listening to this channel, obviously, I really do appreciate that. You want to make sure that you join me over on YouTube. Believe it or not, we have the full video versions of these podcasts on YouTube officially. And you can get that over at dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast. Yeah, it's a whole brand new channel. And what we're doing is we're taking all the broadcasts from Twitch and we're cutting it down to the podcast where you can actually listen or watch over on YouTube. I wanted to make this source available to everybody. And speaking of Twitch, you can catch me every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime on twitch.tv/self-publish, where I do the full podcast recording right in front of everybody. And we get to chat before, a little bit afterwards. You get to see how I go and edit out the podcast so you can actually get a few little tips and nuggets. So that will help you along. All right, final tip. So, the true cost of narrating your own audiobook, your total investment as far as finances goes, should be about less than $1,000. I mean, $1,000 will do more than enough. The biggest issue is, though, something I didn't mention, is your surroundings. So, for instance, I'll never be able to do an audiobook recording in my house because we have like 20-foot ceilings in here. And there's just a little too much reverb. So there might come some additional things, like you're going to have to do some soundproofing wherever you're at. So could go above $1,000. And if you want to get a whisper room, look out, that's about 10 grand right there. Yeah, that's not cheap by any stretch. So you can find other ways to DIY your way through it. Maybe have a good walk-in closet that you go ahead and soundproof the whole thing, and you can work that way. So either way, you're looking, again, less than $1,000. And the next thing is the total time. It remains to be seen. I would say that if you're interested in narrating your own audiobooks, start now. Start to pick up a little bit of equipment at a time. Start to learn the process and give yourself at least a year. And now we're talking a year of continually learning and practicing and just working on your craft to eventually become a good audiobook narrator, because it's not going to happen overnight. So, hey, listen, as we start to wrap up today's podcast recording, I want to, of course, ask you, please, could you subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and do me a huge favor, leave a review. It's been a while since I've seen a review on there. It'd be awesome. I'm over on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and now I'm on YouTube as of right now. So there are so many ways to do that. In the meantime, in between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.